Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. News the networks refuse to use is what we like to call it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for September 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to know how to even cope with a lot of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Republican Texas Representative Brian Babin and 44 other House Republicans are demanding that the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, remove harmful content warnings from online copies of the founding era documents like the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, this is disaster when they're marginalizing even the founding era and really attacking the... So the supreme law of our land, ladies and gentlemen, has a warning label on it in the archives, at government archives, where they're like, hey, you know what? These are racists. They're xenophobes, etc. There you have it. Video platform TikTok algorithm showing sexual content to users. According to the Wall Street Journal, it's crazy town, folks, just crazy. We talked about the military admits shots are harming, causing injuries. Matt Staver, Liberty Council, LC.org. Evil at the highest level, HHS, that's Health and Human Services, whistleblower, basically talks about massive cover-up of vaccine injuries. They're not reporting them. They're covering them up. They're not telling people the truth at all. We also know that Apple's working on iPhone technology to track your mental health, including determining if you're depressed, etc. iPhones of the future may keep tabs on your mental health. Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, climate lockdowns, the pandemic, and global warming memes are merging because they're both orchestrated by that exact same alarmist crowd of sustainable development ideologues. Yeah. They want to create a great reset, ladies and gentlemen. This is how they're going to do it. Everyone would be issued with a carbon allowance card that would entail all adults receiving an equally tradable carbon credit allowance that reduces over time in line with, quote, national or eventually international carbon targets. Rich people would just be able to buy more credits and trade more and not worry about it. You and I will melt down over this. Your life won't be the same at all. Anyway, that's a summation of last hour. This hour, I want to talk about a variety of topics, ladies and gentlemen. First one is this. There's a new COVID variant in the United States now called R.1. I don't know if they're going to call it R1 or what they're going to call it. R.1, R1, whatever. And R.1 now has infected vaccinated individuals. A new warning has emerged over a COVID-19 variant called R.1 that ripped through a Kentucky nursing home, infecting 46 people, most of which were vaccinated. They say the March spike has now been attributed to a variant of the virus that emerged in Japan and evolved to circumvent the vaccinations. That's according to Newsweek. So it evolved to jettison the protection of vaccines. That's according to Newsweek. If we've already got viruses that have evolved to that point where they can jettison the vaccine and make the vaccine worthless against it, why would we take vaccines then? Because you know if that's the case, those are the viruses that are going to continue, right? And as soon as we get a vaccine, it'll morph again. Right? Another strain will come out that's resistant to whatever vaccines we come up with. They say, and here's what's fascinating. They say an investigation by the Kentucky Department of Public Health revealed that one staff member who was not vaccinated infected others. And now I got a lot of problems with this discussion, ladies and gentlemen. But where do you start? They always want to blame it on an unvaccinated individual. That's fine. We'll take the hit. Whether that's really true or not, I don't know. And I'll tell you why I say that I don't know if it's true. Let's say that that person was unvaccinated and they got this, quote, new R1 variant that is capable of circumventing the vaccinations. The vaccinations do nothing to stop this one. It's in America. It just all of a sudden got to a Kentucky nursing home and just rifled through it. First off, how did it get from Japan where it originated, they claim? And how did it get to America? And then how did it just go ahead and end up at this nursing home? So they want you to believe it started with an unvaccinated person, this spread. But how did that unvaccinated person get it? Did they get it from vaccinated people? I thought you couldn't even come into the United States unless you had a vaccine proof or a test negative proof, right? So somehow this thing got from Japan to America. It's called R1. It circumvents the vaccines. And by golly, an unvaxxed person got it. And they were the person at the Kentucky nursing home that then spread it to everybody else and da-da-da-da-da. How do they know that? If it circumvents the vaccines, how do we know that vaccinated people didn't give it to the unvaccinated? Well, we don't know that, but they like to lie and they like to just frame a narrative. We did a bunch of research and we found out that an unvaccinated person gave it to everybody else there. And that's the biggest lie I've ever heard, because your contact tracing stops with this nursing home. Maybe it was an unvaccinated person at the nursing home, but how did that nursing home unvaccinated person get it? Might have been a vaxxed person that passed it along. How do I know? Because they say 46 people in this Kentucky nursing home got it, most of which were vaxxed. Well, yeah, Sam, this one doesn't, the vaccine can't stop it. That's right. Then how do you know that a vaccine or vaccinated person didn't spread it, didn't bring it to America, and didn't pass it to this non-vaccinated person in the Kentucky nursing home? You don't know that, and there's no way you can know that. So do you see how they manipulate it? They act like they investigate it, and by golly, like always, it comes back to the non-vaxxed. They're killing everybody. See? Well, the other 45 or 44 or 43 or 42 people got it from a vaxxed person, right? So now they're just admitting more and more and more that the vaccines are not safe, that the vaccines are flat out not effective, and more Delta variants are coming out. Now, whether this is true that a new variant really came out, a new strain that really has the ability to circumvent the vaccine or not, I don't know. I just know that they're setting the stage for vaccines to be less safe, less effective. They're lowering the bar. They used to say that vaccines created immunity. Now they're saying, well, they create protection. Now they're saying, well, the protection varies depending on the variant, depending on how much vaccine you've had, depending on if you've had a booster, depending on, which means they have no real measuring stick, no real assessment of where you are at all. Okay? And to say they do is a flat out lie. But just note that there is a new variant in the United States now, came from Japan, called R1, that the vaccines can't touch. And there's a ton of groups that have discovered that. You know, the Wall Street Journal talked about it. Newsweek discussed it. This is, I don't know what to say. It's in a lot of places now. A lot of news organizations are talking about it. What does it mean? Right? What does it mean for the average American? What it means is they're going to try to force you to take a vaccine that now we're blatantly admitting there's variants right here in our country that don't even touch the vaccine. But what they'll say is, well, at least you have some protection. So it used to be you're immunized if you had the vaccines, you know, immunity. Now they're saying, well, it protects you. Now they're saying, well, it might not really protect you that well, but, you know, it's better than nothing. All the while, we still don't even know the reality in terms of the side effects. We're learning that it's not very effective. The effectiveness lie is flat out the window now, isn't it? But we still don't know the safety record. We know that the VAERS database is full of all kinds of injuries, well over 500,000 injuries and over 15,000 deaths to date. And we also know that they're doing everything they can to make sure that adverse reactions and death doesn't get reported and attributed to the vaccines. So we do know quite a bit, ladies and gentlemen. We really do know quite a bit. But I submit to you that we still don't know enough. Right? All right. Anyway, there you have that. What a sad tale to tell. Wow. So you've got evil at the highest level. HHS, that's whistleblower claims massive cover-up of COVID-19 vaccine risk. Military admits shots are causing injury. And on top of that now, new COVID variant in the United States called R.1 has infected vaccinated individuals. It's a warning. Yeah. Most of the people that got it were vaccinated, folks. There you have it. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Again, there's no way to get a handle on this, except for one, in my opinion. It is a plague, this COVID-19. And I'm telling you right now, Americans, that the only way to get over it is to repent and turn to God and to admit the real solutions that work. Ivermectin, doxycycline, many others. But the government is shutting down our access to these things. Why? Because they want us all to die. That's why. You could say I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist, but there's no other conclusion you can come to if you're honest with yourself. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. We'll talk about Facebook.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, before we get to my Facebook discussion, Rand Paul sent me an email that I find shocking. And as you know, Joe Biden said, hey, employers, you're going to have to be vaccinated or whatever for your employment or whatever. But Fauci wants to take it even further, according to Rand Paul. Now, this is hard to really understand even. Here's the deal. Anthony Fauci, quote, myself, I would make it just vaccinate or not. Rand Paul said, when I heard that from Fauci, I couldn't believe my ears. Fauci is demanding a total vaccination mandate for all. So let me explain the point if you don't get it already from what I've just said. Biden wants to just say, hey, as a employment discussion, you got to be vaccinated if you're in these big companies. But what Fauci says is, hey, myself, I would make it just vaccinated or not. Vaccinated or not. And what he's saying is, hey, I don't even want to mess with employers or anybody else. I just want to simply say in America, we're going to have a flat out total vaccination mandate. Right? So there you have it, folks. I mean, this is crazy. So now you see really more what's on the minds of these criminals. Fauci's out of control. But you know what? Sad. I really think this is sad. But we could have got rid of Fauci when Trump was in office. But Trump never did anything about it. So Senator Rand Paul, Fauci, quote, myself, I would make it just vaccinate or not. Fauci is demanding an all-out total vaccination program mandated for all. Really scary stuff. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. I want to talk quite a bit about Facebook because you know what? Facebook is stepping in it big time. The mainstream press saying Mark Zuckerberg or whatever this guy's name is, he's trying to back away from controversy and back away from the news. And that's a lie. That's a flat out lie. Now, maybe Mark is trying to back away so that he doesn't get egg on his face or dirt all over him when this goes down. That's possibly true, but the truth is Facebook is not backing away from any of this controversy. Here's the headline. Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Facebook is now exempting certain populations, certain popular accounts, from its platform rules, according to company documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. So now Facebook is allowing certain popular accounts to have different rules than for the rest of us. Facebook has now constructed what they call a content review system known as XCheck. XCheck. Okay? Now, they say that privileges certain high-profile and celebrity accounts, allowing them to engage in conduct that would otherwise be against the platform rules. And they're applying different review criteria to their posts. Traditionally, Facebook uses an automated review system to determine if a post may have violated the platform's rules, okay? And then it removes or it suppresses the, quote, offending content without human review. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, okay? In some cases, they say, Facebook outsources its content review process to humans working at other companies. However, under the XCheck content review system, posts made by certain, quote, whitelisted accounts that are flagged by Facebook's algorithm as breaking the rules will not be shut down. Instead, be subject to a separate content review process performed, they say, by full-time Facebook employees. That's, again, according to the Wall Street Journal on this. The Wall Street Journal did this whole dig in on this thing. They say this process does not enforce Facebook's rules on privileged accounts. For example, you got this Brazilian soccer star, Neymar, posted nude photos of a woman on his Facebook account in 2019 without her consent. Normally, without consent, you can't do it. His bid was to defend himself against rape allegations. The X-check system initially prevented moderators from removing the photos or taking action against Namer's account. So not only does the X-check system, the normal system shuts us all down. This X-check system not only gives them special privilege, but then makes it impossible even for moderators to get rid of the negative content. The nude photos were seen by up to 56 million Facebook users. Other celebrities who are whitelisted under the X-check system include Donald Trump. Facebook's chief executive officer, Mark Zuckerberg. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Just to name a few. Now, here's, in my opinion, where the rubber meets the road for vote fraud. All right, listen to me carefully. This is serious. This is where the vote fraud begins, in my humble opinion. They say this, incumbent political candidates were whitelisted in some cases. So if you whitelist an incumbent candidate, but then the other candidates don't have the special privilege of the X-check system, then you got a problem. So they say some of these incumbent candidates were given the X-check capabilities where the other candidates were not. That's flat out vote fraud manipulation, ladies and gentlemen, via Facebook. They say raising concerns among Facebook employees that the company was privileging certain candidates. See, if you privilege certain candidates, is it vote fraud? And I would submit to you that when these big tech companies control a significant portion of the internet, now Mark Zuckerberg donated thousands, millions of dollars to campaigns last election cycle, in addition to Facebook manipulation. Wow. Think about this, folks. In a series of tweets, they say, Facebook spokesman Andy Stone pushed back against the Wall Street Journal's reporting that Facebook applied different standards to different accounts. There aren't two systems of justice. It's an attempt to safeguard against mistakes. So don't worry, there's not really two systems, even though there are. It's just to prevent mistakes, you know? He characterized X-check as a way to ensure Facebook doesn't mistakenly remove content of a high-profile account. But what about if you remove stuff from my account and it's a mistake? I guess I'm just not high-profile enough. I'm not in the special class. So even though he lies and tries to pretend that there's not a distinction here or a two-justice system, there is. Because if they're going to remove stuff from my account quickly, boom at a boom, and X-Check is like, no, let's give a little special treatment, make sure we don't want to remove Donald Trump's stuff, then Donald Trump's in the elite class, in the X-Check special Facebook class, and I'm in just the average Joe nobody class. Wall Street Journal today published a report about the Facebook system that says they give a second layer of review to high profile pages or profiles to, they say, ensure correct application of our policies. But that's a lie, because how did this soccer player post nude photos of a woman who didn't give her permission? The rest of us would have been shut down in a second. But no, they even gave special privilege to the soccer player to where the people who wanted to moderate and take down the pornography and everything else couldn't do it. They couldn't take it down because of the special privilege. And 56 million people saw the pornography. Wow, quick pause. I've got a whole lot more where this came from, baby.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration says Haitian refugees are being sent back to Haiti, thousands have been released into the United States, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements. Haitians have been freed on a, quote, very, very large scale, end quote, in recent days. That's according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official with direct knowledge of operations was not authorized to discuss the matter. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito, according to the Teton County coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the cause of death is homicide. Sweetheart since childhood, the boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is on the run in an unusual powerful tremor for Australia. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake caused slight damage in suburban Melbourne on Wednesday. Geoscience Australia is reporting the quake hit about 80 miles northeast of Australia's second most populous city, near the town of Mansfield, USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to? 82%
of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Congress passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the U.S. government through December 3rd and suspend the nation's borrowing limit until the end of 2022. It's now being sent to the Senate, where Republicans have vowed to block it. The House vote was 220 to 211 along party lines, and it was unclear how soon the Senate would act. There's been a fire at the Superdome in New Orleans. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. Superdome officials say that the damage to the roof appears minimal and that they don't expect it to delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville. They're scheduled to play their first game of the season in the Dome on October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, we're talking about Facebook and election fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, a special privilege granted to the few at the expense of the many. Facebook is exempting certain popular accounts from its platform rules, according to the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, the system they're using to make this happen is called XCheck. You and I just get shut down by automated processes if we violate their terms via these automated algorithms. But XCheck says, whoa, wait, we're going to look at Donald Trump and several different, you know, specialty people. I'd like to see the list of who's on the specialty crowd or the privileged crowd. But they're going to be subject to the XCheck system. And not only is there going to be a double, triple review, but you know what? They're going to be protected if they put up something. Like a soccer player put up pornography, put up a naked picture of somebody who claimed that she raped or he raped her. And then he put that naked picture up, and the people who control content on Facebook tried to take it down, and the X-check system stopped them. So it really is a two-tiered system. They lie. Well, I just mentioned that they are literally giving special privilege to certain incumbent candidates and not to the other candidates running against them. It's flat out vote fraud, as blatant as you can get. But Mark Zuckerberg, he's the Facebook magnate. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife gave a nonprofit organization $400 million. Did you hear me? $400 million. Why? To pay election workers, train poll workers, and rent polling locations for the November 3rd vote in various states. So now you got Facebook literally blatantly using the X-Tech system to protect incumbent candidates against the other candidates. You've got Mark Zuckerberg and his wife giving $400 million for polling and everything else. And then they tell me there's no vote fraud. Now, sadly, you know, under this idea that the voting machines are rigged and everything else, they took this to the bank. All these attorneys went and they got shut down. Now, I still believe there's vote fraud via those machines. No question about it. But this is a different kind of vote fraud where Facebook manipulates the views of people, protects certain accounts, rejects other accounts. And then literally Mark Zuckerberg giving $400 million to the nonprofit. Now, does the nonprofit have to disclose who they gave the money to, which states, what training programs were used, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I don't think so. And so that's the problem. Vote fraud everywhere. But Facebook is exempting certain accounts, giving them special privilege via this X-Check system. If this secret program sounds familiar, it should, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Most of Facebook employees are authorized to whitelist accounts. Think about that. So now you've got just the employees. If I know an employee, I can get my account whitelisted. They can add them to the X-Check review system as well, according to the Wall Street Journal. Wow, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Most of Facebook's employees are authorized to whitelist accounts and add them to the X-Check system. Why would they allow most employees to do this? I don't know. But the bottom line is, if I don't know anybody at Facebook, I'm cooked. But if I do, then wow, right? I'm in like Flynn. Think about that. They say in some cases, accounts are whitelisted without even a record of who whitelisted them. Or why? Now think about that for a minute. So most employees can whitelist accounts and add people to the X-Check system. But in some cases, we have no idea who added it or why. Think about that for a minute. So this system, this X-Check system that's put in place, it is absolutely ripe for fraud, for misuse, for error. And why they would even have it in the first place is the question. But if most Facebook employees can whitelist accounts and add them to the X-Check review system, and if people can't even know who authorized the designation or why, it's hard to understand. Now, Facebook also had a policy to contact high-profile accounts and give them the opportunity to remove offending content before the company took action. See, this is a special privilege that elite are given that you and I have no part of. Unless we got a Facebook buddy that can add us, and well, no one can know who added it, so we're protected. They claim that policy is no longer in place. I don't know if I believe that either. Internal company documents show that Facebook recognized the flaws in its X-Check system and was attempting to fix the program. Now, understand, they always want to fix it. They never want to get rid of it. Fix means let's make sure that you can't catch us so easily. That's all that means in my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled. But the list of accounts that garnered special privilege under the system continued to grow as employees continued to add users. The company concluded that the system posed numerous legal, compliance, and legitimacy risks for the company and harm to our community, according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Facebook also informed its oversight board That's a, quote, body of academics and experts that reviews certain Facebook content moderation actions. That the X-Check system was only used for a small number of content reviews. How do they know that? It's growing. You don't know who adds it to the database. How do you know how small is small? Right? When they say small, how small is small? I just don't really get it. In reality, ladies and gentlemen, more than 5.8 million users are subject to the X-Check system. Do you find 5.8 million elitists a small number? Or who get special privilege? I don't find that a small number, personally. I think 5.8 million is huge. Why don't you release the list of 5.8 million so we can see who's all getting special privilege? Who has inside track to the swamp? Who is in bed with Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook to commit election fraud and so on and so on? How many incumbent candidates or special candidates they want to win were given the X-Check system where the other side was not committing vote fraud to the highest level? Blatant, easy to prove vote fraud. They say the oversight board has expressed on multiple occasions it's concerned about the lack of transparency in Facebook's content moderation process, especially relating to the company's, quote, inconsistent management of high-profile accounts. What's a high-profile account? Oversight spokesman board member John Taylor told the Daily Caller News Foundation that the board has repeatedly made recommendations that Facebook be far more transparent in general, including about its management of high-profile accounts, while ensuring that its policies treat all users fairly. As long as you have a two-tiered system, one for the great unwashed and one for the elite, one for the liberals and, well, another one for conservatives or whatever you want to say, it's going to go wrong. It'll never go right, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook, of course, did not immediately respond to the Daily Caller's News Foundation's request for comment. Okay, so the Wall Street Journal put all this together, but the Daily Caller reported all the details as well. They say the revelations come following criticism by the White House and others of Facebook's content moderation policies and lack of transparency. Even the White House saying this is problematic. They say President Joe Biden declared in July that Facebook's misinformation policies were killing people. Think about that. Even Joe Biden saying, hey, Facebook's policies are killing people. Wow. And Facebook's involved in misinformation policies. What do you think of that? Think about that. Even Joe Biden is saying Facebook has misinformation policies. Wow. Killing people. That's a pretty bold statement there. You better be prepared to back that up, Joe. Of course, then he walked the comment back, don't you know? So it's okay. You know, the conservatives can't walk back any comment. They're just guilty as charged. But Joe can just walk it back. No problem. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Facebook literally created a two-class, two-tiered system. Got caught at it. Facebook is exempting certain popular accounts from its platform rules, according to the Wall Street Journal. Most of Facebook employees are authorized to put their favorite people on the special privilege X-check system. And it's vote fraud because certain candidates, incumbents, and everything have been put on the protection X-check system, and others are hung out the dry, committing flat-out vote fraud. Then Facebook magnate Mark Zuckerberg and his wife donated $400 million to nonprofits. They say to pay election workers, train poll workers, rent election locations for November 3rd in various states, but $400 million going to a nonprofit, can you track that money? Can you know what it was spent on? So Mark putting $400 million in plus a two-tiered system that was used flat out for vote fraud and giving special candidates privilege over others. They say, that, don't worry, the X-check system was really small, but over 5.8 million elitists got blessed by the X-check system. But it gets worse. Even Joe Biden declared in July that Facebook's misinformation policies were killing people. Then, of course, he walked that back. You and I wouldn't be allowed to walk back a statement like that, but this just proves, again, the special privilege Joe's got. Now, they say the company also drew fire for suspending the accounts of New York University researchers studying misinformation and political advertising. So now you're studying Facebook and political advertising and misinformation, and you're a researcher, and now Facebook shuts you down. You're the opposite of the X-check system. You're not given special privilege. You're shut down. So now when you look at about 5.8 million people have special privilege, I'd love to see the list, and now you've got people in unique situations who are specifically shut down. And you got to ask yourself, what size is that list? So now you got a white list and a black list. Prove it. The New York Times, so now we're leaving Wall Street Journal reporting and going to the New York Times reporting. Big news services blatantly reporting on this, folks. The New York Times reported in August that Facebook planned to create an election commission to advise the tech giant on issues related to election misinformation and political ads. So now you're backing right into vote fraud again. Because if I put up an ad and I'm a candidate, and then they just say, you're involved in misinformation, Mr. Bushman, you're on the blacklist. Your opponent, well, he's on X-check, baby. It doesn't get more blatant than this, ladies and gentlemen. The idea that big tech wants to control information is just in your face. The idea that they're manipulating and creating fraud everywhere and legitimately lying about misinformation, etc., it's beyond imagination. Now, believe it or not, Facebook just announced a grant program to fund fact-checking groups. Listen, combating the spread of climate misinformation. They say the program is designed to provide Facebook users with accurate information. They say accurate and reliable information on topics related to climate change, such as sea levels and global warming. What do you think of this? So we thought that Facebook was evil. Okay? We thought that it was bad, but it's way worse than you can imagine. Imagine now Facebook, who has a two-tier system. The founder put $400 million into elections already. Now they're trying to work on an election commission to make sure information is fair and accurate. Now Facebook announced a grant program to fund fact-checking groups combating the spread of climate misinformation. There you have it. Wow. It's hard to even fathom this stuff. So literally in their quest to jettison or reject misinformation, they're literally the cause of most information in America. You don't believe me? Here's the next headline. Thousands of fake pro-China accounts used dozens of social media platforms to mobilize Asian American protesters in the United States. That's according to a report by U.S. cybersecurity researchers. So now they say literally you've got thousands of fake accounts to manipulate the views of people and to get them to protest. If you can get people to protest, do you think you can get people to vote differently? They say that a coordinated network of pro-China bots accounts, so that means fake accounts or just internet, you know, accounts, spanning 30 plus social media platforms and over 40 additional websites and forums have made posts in at least 7 different languages in an attempt to manipulate public view and opinion. Now, it gets even worse because they're taking this information. They say that most of these things were limited to Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. They say the network has expanded its scope and reach in attempting the wider array of issues. The actors are trying to influence a wider array of issues. They say the actors behind this campaign have significantly expanded their online footprint, and they will be attempting to establish a presence on as many platforms as possible to reach a variety of global audiences. They say this: we have found fake accounts amplifying Chinese messages before. This time we don't know if we can link it to the government, the Chinese government, or not. But I look at that, ladies and gentlemen, I go, wow. Just wow. Because now what you've got is Facebook got a whitelist and a blacklist. So here's the question. Were these fake Chinese accounts allowed to be on the whitelist? Oh, we really wouldn't know because employees could put it on there and then nobody could determine who actually added it, right? So I guess you'll never know if the Chinese were given whitelist privilege. Think about that for a minute, my fellow Americans. And then they say that they're going to go ahead and give a grant program to fund fact-checking organizations to make sure that we get it right on climate change. And then thousands of fake pro-China accounts using Facebook to peddle their manipulations. And then you and I are guilty of fake news. How does all that work? Wow. I mean, it's just shocking, isn't it? Even people like me who research the swamp and the shadow government, the evils going on in the world, you know, it even shocks me that they've gone this far. Not so much that they've gone this far, but that we've been able to expose it. I mean, you're talking about the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times exposing this. That, to me, is shocking. I wouldn't expect the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times to be on the right side of the discussion at all. All right, final story before the end of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. I've been waiting for a long time to get a lot of these stories in. Thanks for your patience with me, and hopefully it's not too boring. Hopefully I'm passionate enough. Hopefully I tell enough stories. Hopefully I bring enough content to the table where I can paint a picture verbally in your mind where you don't need all kinds of props and video and everything else. That's what the radio is designed to do if done right. Praying I'm doing a good job. Nicki Minaj, or how do you say her name? Nicki Minaj slams America's fixation on cancel culture following vaccine controversy. Compares country to communist China. Rapper Nicki Minaj says that America's preoccupation with cancel culture is hardly different of that of communist China. She's right. What's a brief history here, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know if you know, but Nicki Minaj has been under fire. For the last week, after she basically said, hey, you know what? Don't take the vaccine. She said, I had a cousin or somebody that did that. Man, it's gone bad. His testicles swole up and all kind of things happened. Don't do it. Now, superstar Randy Jackson threw his support behind Nicki on Wednesday following her post about how people should pray about the COVID-19 vaccine and not be bullied by support and echo chambers. She said, I haven't received the vaccine, and I'm going to tell you why. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and wound up impotent. Anyway, this is a huge battle. But I really like the idea that Nicki has. Why don't we pray about the vaccine? And if you feel like you should get it, go ahead. And if you feel you shouldn't, why don't we jettison it? Wow. Nicki says to pray about the vaccine. I find that interesting. Do you think that's interesting? People should pray about the COVID-19 vaccine and not be bullied. Amen. Amen to superstar Randy Jackson. I'm taking out superstar from my headline. And I'm just putting Randy Jackson because I don't like superstars. I don't like legends and superstars and all these people. I just think we're all God's children. We shouldn't have elites among us, ladies and gentlemen. We need to really, really think about that. Okay, we really need to think about that. Do we want elites here? I don't think so. Anyway, I commend Nicki Minaj. I'm not really normally for her. She's a dirty rapper with very salacious content and everything else. But when somebody like that, this is where I don't pick sides. I'm not afraid to be on the right side of anything. Nikki's right when she says, don't let them bully you. We're turning into be a communist country over these vaccines. It's got to stop. And she says, pray before you take the vaccine. Don't be bullied. She's right as rain on that. And I'm going to double down and support her. All right, 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk. That's me, Sam Bushman, right here on Liberty Roundtable Live. Archives are available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. When you're there, please donate generously. You know, we make these programs free because we don't want anybody to miss out on the news the networks refuse to use. But, man, we need your support. Donate today, please. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.